Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm going to be talking about the Grind Culture article. I did talk about this article before, but I would like to just kind of come back to it. There's not a lot of materials in my course about this article. So Lewis Nathaniel is the author. This is his blog. It's kind of an informal article, but it's still quite well written. It's almost scholarly. I'm just going to talk about the article first before I address other questions, but I am seeing other questions in the chat as I talk. So he asks, what should a life look like? And I think he is okay with us asking that question. He thinks that that's a cool question to ask. And he's also noticing that in social media and in general, people try to put themselves out there as being great people, excellent people with perfect routines, good routines, trying to do the best that they can in life, kind of showing off a little bit, which is to be expected. I mean, social media, it's all about showing off on some days. But I think what he's concerned about is when people work so hard to perfect themselves that they kind of lose sight of the goal. So he says, he notices something called grind culture. He calls it grind culture or hustle culture. So the grind is, we talk about putting our nose to the grindstone, or I think that's where the idiom comes from. So which means just working very, very hard. So grinding is like the actual metaphor is sharpening a knife. So you have a dull knife and you sharpen it so you have a sharper blade and then you can cut more efficiently with it. And so you yourself are the knife and you're supposed to sharpen yourself and grind yourself down until you are more and more effective. So I think that's the general idea of the metaphor, although grind culture as an idiom, like a cultural term, I only heard like 2 years ago, I would say. Well, whenever I read this article, there's a really interesting Instagram account called The Nap Ministry. It's by The Nap Ministry. And it's all about grind culture stuff. And it's all of these memes, which are like, don't work so hard. You know, like people are exploiting you, which I think is really interesting. And I think that is the main concern of Nathaniel here, is that when you are working really hard to perfect yourself in your work, that you are liable to be exploited by your employer. So it's okay to work hard to be a better person and to like do good things in the world. But if you are doing that just really for your employer, then they are the one who gets the benefit out of it, not you and not the world. And so I think when people critique this article, they often say, well, it's really important to work hard. I think people improve themselves by working hard. I think Nathaniel knows that. I mean, you could still critique the article in that way, and you can still say legitimate, relevant things about the article that way. But I think he knows that, you know, working hard is fine. What he's concerned about is something called performative workaholism. This is the term he uses in the first paragraph, really. Performative workaholism. So the word performative is kind of a theoretical, philosophical word. Meaning that when you perform something, you become something. So if I perform the role of a good girl, then I become a good girl. Like that's how I become a good girl. Or if I perform the role of a good wife, that's how I become a good wife. So performing, you act and then you become that. Like you actually are that. And performativity is an idea that's also used with sexual identity and other cultural roles. So the idea being like Judith Butler is the theorist who's really strongly associated with the theory of performativity. I can't remember the others. She's not the one who came up with the term. I can't remember my theory. I apologize. Okay, so performative workaholism means that you are acting this way to show other people what you are. But then when you do that, you become it as well. So notice the words relentless and uncompromising. So Nathaniel is saying we work in a relentless way. Relentless is not healthy. It's not good. Uncompromising is not good either. It's kind of harsh. So if you skip meals, if you work weekends, those are the things that he's critiquing. So what I want to focus on in the next few minutes is this idea of, he talks about the Christian concept of transcendence. And I think I don't think I've spoken about this in videos before, but this is an analogy. It's not actually transcendence. So what the analogy does is, an analogy is a literary feature that compares one thing to another so that we can learn more about it. And Nathaniel is making an analogy between transcendence and our workaholic culture. So he's making a comparison between Christian transcendence and our workaholic culture in order to say that they are similar. And he thinks that there's a kind of a conceptual connection between working hard and this Christian idea. He's not saying that working hard is a Christian thing. But I think for him, in his mind, that's the closest thing he sees in terms of comparison. So let's talk about this idea for transcendence. To transcend means to go beyond. Like, trans means across. So if you translate, it means you are trans. That comes from the Latin words trans, lato. Trans means across, and lato means carry. So translate means literally to carry across the meaning of something from one language to another. And that, so transcendence means to, so ascend. Ascend is to go up, right? So ascend is to go up, and descend is to go down. Transcend is to go across. So transcending means to go across into another spiritual place. And in Christian transcendence, the idea is that you're going to become more than you are. So your body will pass away and your spirit will merge with God. So transcendence means to go to another plane, like basically to go to heaven or the heavenly plane. So that's a metaphor. Again, Nathaniel doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in transcendence. He doesn't think that that is what is going to happen to all of us. You don't have to be a Christian to believe what Nathaniel believes. This is a metaphor. The idea here is that what we're doing when we work is a little bit like what a Christian does when they try to become something else. And so what he's saying is, by working, we're trying to become something that we're not. We're trying to go beyond this existence that we have. We're trying to get perfect. We're trying to achieve perfection. And that's not, like, he's like, that's not the point of work. Like, work is, the point of work is to make money for your employer. If you work for yourself, the point is to make money for yourself, which is okay, like, great. But you, if you're working for yourself, you would never want to sacrifice yourself to make money, because you're working for yourself. And so you're always going to try and keep a piece of yourself so that you can benefit from the work that you do. But when you're working for your employer, it all of that profit, all of that benefit goes to your employer, pretty much. Now, I think that, like, when I get people critiquing this article, who are like, everyone in my class is usually, like, I'd say early 20s, you know, some people have just come out of high school, but I would say people are generally in their early 20s, maybe late 20s, maybe older, I don't know. But when I was in my early 20s, I could never grasp this. Like, I could never grasp that working really, really hard was, like, potentially had its disadvantages. Because I was always someone who was really ambitious and hardworking. And even if I wasn't ambitious, because I wasn't super ambitious, I just really liked doing a really good job and being efficient, as efficient as possible. And I enjoyed my work, and I worked really, really hard. And I burned out a couple of times. And when you burn out, it's, you know, the word burnout doesn't really express what's really happening. Burnout, the word burnout, it sounds like a flame that, you know, runs out of fuel. But the physical experience of that is a lot bigger than that, right? It's like, first of all, you no longer want to do your work, which is kind of sad if you're a person who likes to do your work. Like, if you work too hard and you lose the desire to work, then what? Like, now there's like a lack of purpose as well. That doesn't feel great, because a lot of people work hard because there's a sense of purpose. When you burn out, there's no sense of purpose anymore. So these are the dangers of working too hard. And I know them partly from experience. And then, so reading this article, I think is helpful for me, because it sort of helps explain some stuff. If I were going to critique this article personally, I would say, I'm interested into why Nathaniel doesn't mention the work of Weber. And I'll type his name in the chat. So Weber was a theorist about Protestant work ethic. So the Protestant work ethic is this idea that in the Protestant culture, if you work harder, all your good deeds glorify God. And so everyone should work really, really hard, and really work is the purpose of life. And the Protestant work ethic is considered to have been kind of a factor in the rise of like factory culture and workaholism, basically. So I don't know why he doesn't mention that guy. Like, he mentions Napoleon and Adam Zamyatinsky. Maybe Nathaniel knows specifically about that topic, and that's why he's focusing on it. Maybe he's written articles. He mentions Julian Baggini. Westerners transcend themselves through belief in God. Maybe Nathaniel doesn't want to limit it to a discussion of the Protestant work ethic, which is a specific kind of Christianity. But then why focus on Christianity? Because other religions have this. I do think this other comment on Confucianism is really interesting too. So because here Nathaniel is trying to say, well, Christianity does this, but Confucian religion doesn't. And I'm like, I don't know. I think Confucianism glorifies hard work as well, like quite a lot. And I don't know. I think that would be a really interesting question. Like, does a Confucian approach to work, like a Chinese religion approach to work, does that compare with workaholism in a transcendent way? Like, I thought would be fascinating to look at. Like, I don't know, because I'm not an expert on Confucianism, but I'm thinking of my, and I'm put this in other videos too, but I'm thinking of my former father-in-law and mother-in-law. And when I remember telling them that I was working really hard and I was just like exhausted at work, like so hard. And they were like, good, work harder. And they were joking, right? Like they're actually like, that's funny. Sorry, you're working too hard. But they did kind of think like, yeah, you know, good, hard work is good. Like, it's a great thing. So carry on. So, and there's an element to that, right? Like, people see you working hard and they're like, good job. Like, and that reinforces it. But if you're already working hard because you have your own inner motivations, then you don't need anyone to tell you to work harder because you're already motivated and it's already a good thing. So good job. Like, don't, but I suppose the harder question for me is, what about those people who don't work hard? So there's lots of people who are like, I am never going to work and like an inch more than I have to. I have a really good friend who constantly looks at me in complete confusion. She's like, why are you doing this thing you don't want to do? Just don't do it. Don't do it. And you'll be a lot happier. I'm like, who are you? She's been my friend for like 30 years. So she's just so different. She's just like, I would never do that. It makes me unhappy. So I'm not going to do it. I'm like, but there's so many things in life that you have to do that are unpleasant. Come on. Anyways, so work doesn't have to be unpleasant. And I think what's interesting in this article is he points out that employers try to make us, like they give us yoga lessons at work because they want us to come in earlier, and they give us free lunches because they want us to be there all day long. And I guess his point is like, that's trying to cheat us into working more and being a workaholic more. All right, I'm gonna finish off my discussion. Stop recording. Thanks everyone for listening.